All right, as we continue this week praying for crime, today we're going to pray about and learn a little bit about fentanyl and the problem that it's creating. So fentanyl started showing up in San Bernardino County in 2018. Since then, it has spread to become an epidemic. Senator Ochoa of Yucaipa said that our county faces a 656 increase in fentanyl-related deaths. There were 30 in 2018, 227 by the end of 2021. It was created by Janssen Pharmaceutical in 1959 to be used as an anesthetic and pain reliever. It's made in China, but it's been coming across the Mexican border and made as a cheaper synthetic opiate. It's cheaper to make and buy. It doesn't take much to mimic other narcotics, but it's deadlier. Ochoa and Congressman Ramos created two bills, AB 1627 and 1628, to provide more training to law enforcement to help them to be able to use Narcan, which is a nasal spray that will help them to revive people who have overdosed on it, and to create emergency response teams. Dicus, who's the sheriff of San Bernardino County, said his department created a 24/7 overdose response team in February of 2021. Two rotating teams, they were on call 24/7 to respond to suspected fentanyl-related deaths. The team responded to 106 calls involving 108 victims, 97 were fatal. Four were juveniles, the average age was 32. They come from all types of backgrounds, all walks of life, teens, people who are addicted to pain medication, lifelong drug users, you name it. Jaime Puerta's son, Daniel Joseph, was 16 when he died in April of 2020. His father said he took half a pill of what he thought was oxycodone. He died 4 days later in an LA hospital. The half pill that he took was enough to kill seven people. Last year, the San Bernardino County Narcotics Unit seized 769 pounds of fentanyl, which was worth almost $26 million. So we pray, God, that that will happen more and more, and less people will die. Drug makers and dealers combine it with other drugs like methamphetamine or cocaine, but it's almost 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. And because it's so cheap to produce, it's in more illicit street drugs, so dealers are using it to improve their bottom line. Some of the side effects is acute confusion, anxiety, a false sense of well-being, dry mouth, gastric acid, drowsiness, hallucinations, and dizziness. All right, so Father God, we come before you, and we thank you that you are greater than any drug that's being created. We pray for the doctors and anyone that's prescribing the drug that they would monitor its use and lower the amount that one can use it over time, and that they would check it to ensure that it didn't have fentanyl, that there would be some sort of accountability before these drugs are prescribed or they get taken off until they know for sure there is no fentanyl in it. We pray for those that are making the illicit drug that they would be found, punished, and stopped. And it would cost more and be a pain in the neck to get, that there would be less accessible, that more and more fentanyl would be seized by the law enforcement and narcotics groups. We pray for those that are selling the drugs, that they would be stopped and punished and be held accountable for the deaths of people if it killed them, especially if they did not tell them what was in it. We pray for those, God, that are bound to take drugs, maybe just for killing some pain, but that they would be monitored, weaned off of it. For those taking it illicitly, that they would discover what it's made of and stop and find recovery groups and recognize its horrible side effects and be delivered from it. We pray for those, God, that are overdosing, that people around them would recognize it and would call 911 immediately, and that they could actually even save their life and have Narcan available to them. We pray, God, that they would see that they might have pinpoint pupils, falling asleep, losing consciousness, not breathing well, those kinds of things. And we pray, Father, that people would learn to be sober-minded, watchful, because we know our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And we know that for all that's in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions is not from you, O Father, but from the world. And we know that all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. But we don't want to be enslaved to anything. So we pray that these people will be set free from the need to sell, make, deliver, move it, you name it, and those that take it both for pain and for wrong reasons. Lord, because of addictions. God, we pray that there would be creative ways. We pray for these bills to pass that would enable the law enforcement to have more of these response teams and be able to have the Narcan on hand to revive those that did overdose. We pray, God, for more education and training to go out, even into the schools when they have their drug rallies and say this is a drug-free campus. We pray that they would talk about fentanyl and how easy it is for it to be caught in different things that are spread, that are given out, even like an oxycodone. So God, we pray for that to happen. And we know, God, greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. So we come against the spirit behind it, the evil spirit behind it, and we loose, God, instead, a spirit of self-control in Jesus' name.